Good morning, this past two daf was daf ayin tes. We called the first omad in the 11th parak in Meseches Nedarim. But actually, we could also call it the last omad in the 10th parak. Right? Maybe that's what we'll start with. Okay, we'll start with this last sugi. The sugi starts on daf ayin ches amud beis. Actually, it's like 6 lines down. Amar Rav Chanina, hashoyisik al menas lemeikat meifra afil mikan vaad yud yomim. See what that gemara is on ayin ches amud beis. Around 6 lines down, there's like a star over there. A star, well, those have this print. You see where there's a star, so it's right, it's the line under the star. If that helps. Okay, we'll give another landmark. Rav Chanina says, Hashoysek amanas lemeikat. Someone who hears that his wife made a neder. So the Yom Shmi is chal. It's Yom Shmi. And generally, he only has till the end of the day, according to the way we paskin, Tanavar Mishnah, till the end of the day. However, Pinyas is like this. If he's shoysik, right? Generally, a person is shoysik, he's quiet, he doesn't make the hafora, then it's mekuyim in the Seif Hayyam, and he can't be Mefer anymore. Right? That is the general rule. Right? However, the Pnina says there's an exception to that rule. The exception is Hashoyis Kamalas LeMekat. If he's quiet, not because he wants the Neder to be Mekuyim, he's Shoyisik on the contrary. Right? He really plans on being Mefer the Neder. And he wants to get his wife angry. And he wants to make it look like he wants the neder. So that's why he's shoysik. He hears neder. He's quiet, you know, as if, fine, good. You created an iser. Well, let the iser be. Let the iser be, right? So he's shoysik al manas lemeifer afil mekam adar yudyomim. Then he could be mefer even after the yom hashmir, right? Right? 10 days later. Right. After the Yom HaShmir, I would think, you know, what is his time limit, or does he have a time limit at all? So l'chayda, I think as long as he's in the state of Amanas LeMekad, and he still plans on being made for l'chayda, that will keep the neder in this status, that he still has the ability to be mefer, right? 10 days, you know, there's no reason why it should be 10 days specifically. So it means that as long as he's in this state, but once he changes the state and he's not anymore doing it because amanas lemeikat, there's no ulterior reason. We'll see about that in a minute why he's being quiet. Then the soif hayoyim. Whenever that point happens, the Seif Hayyim L'chayra would cause a kiyum.
So he's right now he's being Mekat, but
in his mind, right. He's thinking to himself that, I really want to be made for this neder, but right now I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to make it as if this neder is going to last. In order, right, so that right. Whatever Isser his wife did, you know, he wants to make it look like it's gonna last, it's gonna be here forever.
Right. Now, under normal circumstances, if he doesn't think of Bemekat, he just doesn't do anything, then that is Mekuyim.
Right. And it's Mekuyim at the end of the day.
Now here he's thinking to make it, so he has, let's say, 10 days.
So, because that's the point we're saying. He has 10 days. There's like a 10-day number on that,
or
the 10 days that the Gemara says that he's mikan Ad Eser Yomim means Afila, right?
Yes.
It's made for Afila Mikam Ad Eser Yomim. So we were just discussing that. So, I mean, what is there any timeline at all? And at what and what might change things? Right? And at what point will a hafora kick in? Not a hafora, hakoma kick in. So it would seem to be that as long as that he's in the state of amnas lemekat, as long as that's what's in his mind why he's not being mefer, so he could always turn around and be mefer because there is no hakomo chal. Now at the point that he changes his mind, right? Or hakoponim, he's not being mekat anymore, right? So at this point, maybe I shouldn't have decided so fast. Maybe we just let's open the possibilities. So what do you think? It's 10 days later, right? 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he decides. You know, okay, fine. Enough of this mekat idea.
About time.
Right, Shane. You know, Baruch Hashem, Gemach Shalom, things are okay. Right, he's not. This idea of Amnas Lemekat is not here anymore, right? Now let's say he goes into the Shoisik Stam mode that the Gemara talks about. So what happens now at this point? Would we say that really, really at the end of that first day it should have been Niskayim? He how do you call it? You know, he deferred it. Right, okay, right. He pushed it off. But maybe the deference only helps as long as that's what his mind is, since he passed. So as soon as that das goes away, right then and there, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 days later, he'll get the hakoma, which should have happened 10 days earlier, or do we say that hakoma happens at the end of the day? So once you get into the next day, then you're safe till the end of the day.
Just on the rough story, right. Did he get more mad at her or less mad at her after the 10 days? Right, because again, originally he wanted to distress her, but was planning to be made for it.
Right.
Now he's being shosek and it's being mekuyim. So is that is that mean that the marriage got better or worse?
Let's think, Taka. what that means. I mean, in general, when a person is not almanas lemekat, right? You want to know why would a person allow an eder to become a kohen? Is that always an indication of
Well, clearly in this case it is, right? In other words, right? Because he was trying to distress her by not being made for it,
right?
Now he's being shosek, right. You know,
that's I guess a question that you could raise, that any time a person is mekayimit, or allows it to become a kuyum, is that an indication of make after not? That's what have you thought until now?
No, again, in a normal case, it could be okay if that's what you want to do. You want to do, but here he knows it's distressing her that he's being, right. Here we have additional information. Right, in a regular case. We there could be different intentions, but here we know that she wants it to be mufer.
He's distressing her by not being made for it. And we're discussing at what point. Does it become a kuyum? It would seem like that as long as the ikar halacha is that as long as the reason why he's being shesik is amanas lemeikat, and he really plans on being made for it, So the hakoma is not chal. It's not hakoma chal. Now, but at that point when he changes his das, he's not being shoysik anymore for the purpose of meikat. So at that point, that's when things akoponim will change. Right? Maybe we raise the point exactly when, but now Shlomo's just raising a point over here that when we say that he's not doing it lemeikat anymore, and really what's happening is that it's going to become a koyim. So he's raising the point that, on the contrary, I mean, you know, now that's the whole makeat is that he's angry, and therefore he wants to make it look like it's mekuyim. Right? So therefore, this person that changed his mind. So what's happening now? What's happening now?
Doesn't it depend on what kind of nether she made? If she made a nether that's going to hurt her, or something negative to her, and he's makeat, so he's holding off on that, on being made for it, so it's hurting her. So right. But what if she made a nether that's something good for her? She wants to do something positive, something that's, and he's not making that. So it's So
theoretically, I mean, theoretically, but I mean, if the concept of Amasla Meikat was Dafka, then in Ochanami, this only applies to such a nether that, you know, you have such a scenario. If, you know, that's the idea that he's, that such a nether which the whole concept doesn't lend to, then you couldn't have an Amasla Meikat on that. That might be true. That might be a technical point, right? That just means that you can't be, if she, you know, let's say she makes a nether, you know, she you know, there's a chasna coming up and she needs to lose weight, right, to fit into
or
the
she
dress,
wants to buy dresses,
right? Yeah, something like that, right? So this is the incentive, right? You know, this is the, you know, it works better than pills, you know. That you make a nether, right? So, you know, so she right? You know, so, you know, this is very happy about this, you know?
Right.
Right? So by him being Mekayim, you know, I'm not asking to make that over here. Okay, fine. So then the whole idea doesn't, then he's just simply not being shoysek, I'm not asking to make that.
Right? Why not? He's being shoysek, he's not being Mekayim her nether that she's going to do it. And she's upset that he's not being Mekayim that nether, that she's going to buy those dresses.
No, Shoyes Kamenas, the Meikat, means that he has in mind to be Mefer, and he's making it look like he's been Mekayim it. So this that he's making it as if he's been Mekayim it is because of Meikat. That's what we mean. Mm. Right? So in your scenario, right, this you know, it doesn't technically, it doesn't present itself. However, like you see in the Hemshech HaGemara, that this specific scenario is lav dafka. The point of this halacha is that if a person is not being, if he wants to be mefer and he's not because of a different ulterior reason, whatever the reason is, right? So, you know, so therefore it doesn't necessarily, theoretically, right, if you have a nether which is a positive nether, you can also have the idea of this halacha. As long as the reason why he's not being made for it is for a side reason, right? That's really the root of this halacha here. Right, let's see. The Gemara, you know, uses a different scenario in bringing the raya. Right, so you know, if you want to work out the technicalities of it, that's really what it is. Right, if a person is being shoysik, but his intention really is that he plans on being mefred. You know, the reason why he's not being mefred now is for ulterior reasons. Usually, you have to, you know, exactly what the case is, and you know, then speak to your rabbi whether that's a good good case, right? But it's definitely not limited specifically to amanas lameka. Amanas lameka is an example of an idea of someone that is shoysik for something other than really wanting the neder. Okay. So now we were just discussing. What you were saying, but I think was that relevant to decide that Shiloh?
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's bring up the Shiloh, and Michael. Tell us what you hold about this. We want to know this person, according to Chanina, right? He shows gam and asla mekat. Fine, right? Fine. You know, after a few days down the line, his thoughts about asla mekat. Change. Right? I'm trying to circumvent your shayla. Okay, right? So now it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and the shoysak amenat lemekat ends. So now we want to know that when will the hakomo be chal? Do we say that it's chal right now? And that's because the hakomo really should have been chal, soif hayoim, 5 days ago, but he was able to push it off or prevent it from happening because he had that das. So only calls man that he has that das, amnas lemekat, he's pushing off the hakoma, and therefore the moment that das ends, the hakoma is chal. the din hakoma is chal, so if ayoyim. So once you get past into the next day, that was the shayla.
How does his das? I'm asking this as a technical question. How technically is his das lemekit ending? What's happening that it ends?
He changed his mind as far as
you said changed.
Right.
That's what I'm asking. He just all of a sudden wakes up at some point. You know what? I realize I'm not. At some point, my anger went away, and I'm not lemekit anymore. And he doesn't know when it happened.
Or he has
a thought at this point. You know what? I'm not lemekit anymore.
Right.
So then, what's his thought at that point? Is his thought at that point, I want to be mekim? I'm not lemekit, and I have a kavana to be mekim.
He becomes a stam at that point.
It's a little hard. So he's saying, his thought is, I'm not being shosik anymore, lemekat. Now I want to think about it. I'm not sure what I want now.
Whatever stam means. Whatever stam means, he doesn't have that positive thought of mekat anymore, and he becomes in the state of mind that of every stam.
Right. I guess you can give him a tzias that he's not mad at his wife anymore. And it's not on his mind if he...
different thing. That's the first case. That's what the Rav just said, not like that. That's what I was asking.
What?
I specifically asked if that's what you guys were saying, and the Rav said, no, that's not what you're saying.
Let's redo that.
At some point, how is his mekat ending? Is it that he just kind of woke up, like you're saying, at some point he just kind of says, you know what? At some point my mekat went away. I don't know when it went away. But now I realize I'm not lemekat anymore.
That's not what I said.
That's what you just said.
All right, so let's I don't think he noticed the detail that you're looking for, and therefore he wasn't so exact. Okay. So let's, now that he brought it up.
He was angry at his wife, and therefore was mekat and distressing her, right? 5 days later, marriage counseling, and he says, okay, I'm not mad at my wife anymore, but didn't specifically go to every detail, and I did this to her, I did this. No, that's it, the fight's over. Right? But he wasn't thinking about the nether.
This was never about a fight.
He's trying to cause her distress.
Specifically because of this nether. Not because there's distress in the whole marriage. That's not what we're talking about. You want to talk about a bad marriage case? That's a whole different situation. That's not what the Gemara is talking about.
Okay, fine, because we didn't realize this. You're already thought through the whole thing, and so educate us.
I don't know. Where in the Gemara did it say this is a bad marriage problem?
He's giving an example of why a person's makeup.
No,
you want to say no? Because of his wife. So let's hear your scenario just to get the background over here.
I think it's clear. Show me anywhere in the Rishonim that they say any Meforish who says that the makeup is anything other than he's doesn't like that his wife is making this neder, that it's specifically about the neder. Show me anywhere in the Mefarshim where it's about a bad marriage issue.
I understand, but is that specifically like that? Or we just need a reason for him to be upset at her, and if he wants to get her angry. Now, does it have to be because of the neder? He's using the neder as a way of doing that. I don't see that should be a difference. You're right, the Gemara doesn't say, but you want to make a difference in this scenario in halacha? I don't see why that should be.
Okay. You want to talk about a bad marriage situation? So let's that's our metzias now, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about. But okay, fine. Let's talk about a bad marriage situation. Fine. So now we're changing the whole metzias.
No. Whatever the reason for the makat is, you want to use your case?
No, it's completely different issue because he's bringing up. You can't be dumb at these two situations.
Fine. We're not appreciating. That's what I'm saying. You're already 10 steps ahead of us, and we're not appreciating it. Why you're. You know, making this specifically about this case, about that case. So that's what we just want to hear. Just let us.
If it's specifically about this neder, then you have to understand what changed in his mind. If at some point, a very specific point in time, he says, "Okay, I'm not lemaked anymore." Okay.
Listen, give us the background. What does it mean that he is upset specifically because of this neder?
He doesn't like her making a dharma. It's a bad thing to make neder.
Okay, fine, good. So let's see. So he doesn't like making dharma, and he wants to teach her a lesson. That's what it means?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So let's say that's what it means.
Isn't that the way all of the Mefarshim speak it out? That making a darim is a bad thing. You don't want your wife or your daughter making a darim. And Lamekut, the main ikar reason that they talk about Lamekut is because you don't want her making a darim. Isn't that what all the Mefarshim say?
Okay, I don't see why that's the point. Right? If you want to make it the point, you know, fine. Let's talk about that. She's making a darim, and that's what got him upset. You're making a darim, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to suffer with that. That's how you understand what he's doing. Okay, fine. Fine. So.
Well, he wants to, maybe he's looking at something.
I just want to mention him. I see what you say exactly in the Mefarish, and now I just found the Ram, so I just want to see what he says there. Right? I don't see it in the Ram specifically, but I don't see not today. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say,
Right. The Mefarish
says it before.
Okay. So now, if this is the case, let's hear the follow up on that.
So now at some point you're saying he's not going to be able to make it anymore. So if he has a specific thought, then the question is, what's his thought? If his thought at that point is, you know, I'm not Lamekid anymore, I want to be Mefer. Okay, well then it's Taluyin whether you can do a Hofar or Belief at that point. You know, I mean, that's, you know, so the Ronald you can't. So Lechora, that Hofar is not going to work. You're not Lamekid anymore. I would decide, what does the Ron hold? On does he get Yom Shamo or does it go away automatically because the Yom Shamo already passed? I don't know.
That was our silence. We have information on that.
So
that's what I know.
We do have information. The Rosh Hashi asked a question on the Ron on this issue, I think. That's what I saw that somewhere. That because the whole question of whether you can do She'ela on a Shtika. Can you do, if there was some reason, we've had this before, some reason that you couldn't do a hafar for whatever reason. Can you do, or maybe forget about a she'ela, can you do, your day passed and you were, somewhere reason you couldn't do a hafara, can you do it several days later? This is a general question, not just by Lamekit.
Right, but isn't this the sugya? Isn't this, okay. This is it? This is where it is. No?
So
what do we have, Taka? Remind me on that.
I think we said that like if you don't know the halakha that you could be
That's a different scenario. That's that there's no Yom Shammai. Right? There's two things.
Right.
There's certain things which make that Yom Shammai didn't happen yet.
Right.
And then you have when that Yom Shammai did happen, that's the sugya of Anas Lameka.
Right, I mean,
that's our
sugi
here.
Right, okay.
I mean, I'm just trying to see where the Rishash asks on him on this. I don't think it's there.
Somewhere he says that you have to do Sheila Bobi, you know, Bobi Yom, that you change your mind. Where does he say that? Yeah. Chim Hekim Yachol Yishol Allah Bo'oso Ayom. Bo'oso Ayom Shmiya. V'yachol Lahafer Bobi Yom. This is where the Rishash, I think, asks on it. I mean, I see a note here. This looks like
where
a Gilyan Ashas. This is the Ron halfway down.
Right.
I think it's Tului in this whole issue and discussion there.
Okay, could be. If you show it later, on your hakama, and now you want to be made for. If now you're past the Yom Shamay, so it doesn't help to take off your hakama because, regardless. Because of the Yom Shammai, it's hukam.
Ah, right.
Right.
So now, thank you for singing it out that way.
Right.
Now you're reminding me. That's what's bothering them. If you did, you were makim on the day that you heard about it. You heard it and you said, I'm makim her shvuah.
Mm-hmm.
No matter. And then 5 days later, you decide you don't want it anymore.
Right.
So the question is, can you do a she'el at that point? Do we say, oh, your Yom Shammai's passed, you're done? You know,
right.
Or do we say, no, the only reason you couldn't do a hafara is because you had a hakama. The hakama was blocking you from doing a hafara. And therefore, it's like anybody else who couldn't do a hafara on the day of Yom Shamo. So now you can be shoal 5 days later, and you can do a hafara.
You could do a hafara.
Oh, so
now
you're saying, how long do you have to do the hafara at that point? Right, but you could do. Okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah. All right, I thought you were taking that into account.
Yeah, oh, right. So now you're saying, do you have what are the options? I mean, it can't be that as soon as you do, let's say you can do it at that point, it can't be that as soon as you do the she'ela, you can no longer do it because now you already changed your mind. So it must be you have sometime after the Hachacham gives you permission. So how much time do you have? I mean, Lechora,
I want to go back to the original thing. I mean, the Ran says over there that She'el only helps on the Yom Shomai,
uh-huh.
Right? Because otherwise, even if you would be She'el, but even without your Hakoma, but the day itself, even if you wouldn't be, they would be.
Oh.
So right over there, right? That's your question.
So now you're saying if he changes the make it later, right? So okay, maybe it sounds like the same thing. So if you're saying if the Ron Dafka holds this way, I mean, people ask on the Ron. I was going in that sheet that they ask on the Ron. But yeah, if you say that the Ron is Dafka, that the Sheila is not going to work 5 days later because your day passed, then why should make
that,
it
that
be any
be
different?
No, I mean, that would be this halacha. Right, and the Ran is that Ran would be Apil Maskana Sagimora, that Maker doesn't help. Right?
Oh. But he's not talking about Maker there, he's talking about She'ela.
Well, I mean, it's the same idea, right? You know, it means that I mean, he was Shoisik, you know, for ulterior reasons. That's what he's saying, right? That's what it would be. He wants to say that, you know, the end of the day shouldn't be Mekayim, because I was quiet at that point, because I had already made a Hakoma, right? So, you know, and now that I take it off, you can't say, well, you know, you were Shoisik, you know, so then that would be like the same idea of being Shoisik in the Sefer Yom for ulterior reasons.
Okay, so you're saying there he's going the Maskan of the Gemara, and you can't learn anything by Rabbi Chanina to that?
I would think so, maybe. Right. I mean, that Ran, I mean, my sense, this is the Maskan of the Gemara. You want to know, you know, how Rabbi Chanina would explain that piece of Gemara maybe differently in the Chanami, right?
Okay. I mean, well, let me ask this question,
yeah.
Since you woke me up, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get me talking.
Good.
I mean,
we like to hear your input.
L'chora, Rabbi Chanina would hold that the whole reason that Yom Shamo works is because you have an umdana, and not because it's a deadline that you can't be made for after a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
That we say, you know, you're meant to be, and Lahore, if you, because...
Maskim,
right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're maskim to that.
Right.
Okay. Oh, is the maskana of the Gemara, according to the Ran, the sheet of the Ran, is the maskana of the Gemara still like that? We just don't hold from Rabbi Chanina? But still, it's not a deadline. It's an umdana. It's still an umdana, like the Ran says up above.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we don't stone hold from Rabbi Hanina. Or, no, now we're going back to the other shita that it's a deadline. You know, you can't be mefer after a certain point.
Okay, that's a good shayla over here. Taka, I had to understand what is the other side of the Gemara. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't have an answer for that, so okay, there's a question.
Okay. That's part of what we wanted to discuss. Right. Very good. Okay. Very good. You said that very good. Okay.
So I'll go back to your original question. It seems to me he changes his mind. Again, I'm assuming, I guess it would depend on what his thought is at that point. If his thought at that point is, I'm not Mekid, I want to be Mekayim, then he's Mekayim at that point, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it happens, if it's Akoma Belev, if that's the state of his mind, right. You're right. Right. So we're trying to, you know.
Okay. So if it was one of the other two options, either he doesn't know what he wants, or he thinks to himself, I want to be Mefer, and he doesn't actually do it. I mean, I can't bring you necessarily a raya, but I would think he has to the end of the day. I would think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how he could be Stam at that point, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. Right. I mean, if the technical aspect, you know, can't surface, then it's not a practical shaila. But we're assuming that you could, right? But I hear what your doubt is on that. But that's what we're trying to have. You know, it's assuming that he could shift his das and become a Stam right now. And Stam is when the Sefer Yom usually is when it comes, but in him, since he passed the Sefer Yom, that's what we wanted to know, that, you know, does he have the old Sefer Yom really working against him, right? He's just pushing it off, but not, or once you enter a new day, then you got to work with the Sefer Yom of the new day.
I mean, if it would be instantaneous. I mean, there's only two things. It either is instantaneous or it's Sofa Yom.
You think so?
There's nothing in between, right? Well, I mean, where would it be? It's got an hour?
Right.
Got 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. So let's say it was instantaneous. So he immediately says, I'm Stam. Well, then he can't be Mefer anymore, according to that.
So instantaneous isn't instantaneous. Like I saw him in a footnote someplace, like if he hears about a neder 2 seconds before Shia, right, or whatever night, whatever you're going to call night, and it takes 3 seconds to be made for,
that's what I'm saying. There's no shears. Even you want to say it's a 3 second shears. However long it takes you to be, it's however long it takes you to say the words Mufarlo.
Right. So I think that's the only options you have is Sofa Yom or whatever.
But then again, so he changes his mind. If he changes his mind and his thought is, I'm changing my mind to say Mufarlo, and then it takes him that long to say the words Mufarlo, then you're fine. But if he's changing his words and he says Stam, and then it takes him a certain amount of time to decide, now I want to be Mefer, then it takes him that amount of time to say Mufarlach, so he's already over. He went too long.
Because
you only have the time to say Mufarlach.
I guess you have also the time to consider the situation.
Well, how much time do you have now? That's what I'm saying. No, what do you have? You have 10 seconds, you have a minute, okay, an hour, how long
over
do you have?
The fight's over, you know, now where it is, so whatever it takes a person to think out the situation.
So I don't think, I don't see that you could land on a shear for that, and since you can't land on a shear, I don't think the shear exists.
Well, I don't know if it has to be a shear, it could be, you know, as long as he's osek in the thought. You know, let's see, now where are we? You know,
okay.
You know, if he's in our share, probably we'd have about 45 minutes.
Okay. I don't necessarily see it, but your Talmud Chacham, you spend your time learning Torah and Makabal, that it's probably a reasonable shita.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, so that was just, that was that. Now, like we mentioned before, just mention that point again, is that this scenario, right, or this halacha of Masna Mekat, we're saying that this is just an example, right, but the point of this halacha is is that he's being shaysik for something, for an ulterior reason, rather than, you know, with an intention of hakoma. On the contrary, he really has a tension of hafor, right? And just that he's actually not making the hafora is for ulterior reasons. That is this halacha over here, right? And on that, Rabbi Chanina says, and I'm not want to shift into what Michael started days before. That Rabbi Chanina says that in this situation, the Seif HaYoim doesn't cause a hakoma. Now, that lachar is, like Michael said, is understandable. That if the point of the Seif HaYoim, the reason why there is a hakoma, is because if the end of the day came, right? Which, and it's not so much a time issue, because we know that, you know, that doesn't make a difference at how much time it is from when he hears the neder till the end of the day. So it must be, you know, the ending of the day, right? You know, that's the point over here. And if the day comes to an end, and he hasn't made a hafara, that indicates, that's an indication that he wants the neder, right? So if that's the basis of where this halacha is, once the Yom Shammai passes, he can't be meif anymore, because we see in him that he's expressing his interest in hakoma, and that's the basis of the din that the Seif HaYoim causes hakoma to be. So if were it to be otherwise, other than that, which is amnas lemeikat, so then there would be no hakam. Now let's just investigate that a little bit. As follows, like this, that I mean, if the idea is that there is some kind of gilui, right? Meaning to say that, you know, we see that he wants the nether, because the end of the day is here and he didn't make a hafora. Right? That would seem to indicate that there's some kind of gilui. That means that it is apparent, right, to those who you know, even without him telling us, but the situation spells out what his intention is. That's how we could look at it. You know, it's just like we had in the past this idea, right? A person could maybe by action or scenario could reveal what's doing in his heart, and that's the basis of this halacha. You could understand that in a simple like that. That and being that the halacha is that what that's efficient, hakoma b'lev is a hakoma. So at that point, when the end of the day comes, that's causes that we have this. I'm contradicting myself.
It's very hard to understand, right? Quite honestly. So
I'm just trying to give out over here what the possibilities of understanding this. And what does it mean, right? This ikar halacha, right? That Seif HaYoim, that there is a hakoma. What causes that hakoma? And like the Ran says that it has to do with the fact that by the Seif HaYoim we see what he wants, right? We see his intention. So now if the understanding of that is simply that because we see his intention, that's what causes the hakoma. So on the one hand, we could say, well, you know, if his intention is otherwise, so then that won't be chal. That's on the one hand of things. On the other hand of things is that that intention of asa amnas lemekat we really don't see, right? We don't know about, right? So at, so this this person when he at the end of the day came, right? What are we if we're working with what? You know what was Nizgala, right? If we're working with what he's projecting to others, nothing changed, right? Whatever it is in his mind doesn't has no bearing on that, right? So if it's the projection at the end of the day when a person didn't say anything, what that message to you know to the world is if that's what causes it to make a hakoma. So, even though that really wasn't his intention, but on the other hand, that you know the gili is no less. So, Reb Chanina is saying that the fact that he had in his mind otherwise makes a difference. So we have to understand that why does that make a difference? That means that the gili itself wouldn't be what causes the hakoma. The gili would be only in as much as that is truly his intention. And therefore, if he could tell us that that wasn't his intention...
It was not,
right? No, we're talking about amanas to make it, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We're talking about amanas to make it. So then what we might have thought that we see what his, you know, what in his mind is, if he could tell us otherwise... So then that will do away with that gilui, and therefore, you know, we won't have the wherewithal to create the hakoma. Is again, what we're saying always, and we sort of bring up maybe two tzedim, you know, in the Gemara, right? That true that the seif hayoyim, which makes the hakoma, is based on the fact that we see he wants it. Right? I mean, that could be true, right? That's probably true. Let's start with that. Right? I'm not going to question, you know, how we see that. Right? But that seems to be, under normal circumstances, right? That's the Ram tells us, right? That's what that is. When the Seifiyam comes, what the view on that is, that means when people are watching such a scenario happening, when the Seifiyam comes, and he's not made for well. No, that tells us that his interest is that he would like the nether, right? And that's the basis of the hakoma, which is chal.
Can we just yeah.
Okay.
The rub is putting it on an external people seeing what his intention is.
Well, I think that's what a gili das is, right? The how do you call it?
So
the measuring stick of a gili das.
I would have thought a gili das is more that we see his inner intention, not that anyone has to notice it, but that's an indication of what his inner intention is, regardless of what people see it or don't see it.
Okay. I was just using that. I don't think that I need others to see that. Right, that could happen, you know, in a closed room, probably. Right, but what it just means is that, but it's brought out into the open, right?
Right. But let's say, but I mean, like a nafkamin is if let's say afterwards he were to say that no, that wasn't what my intention is. So now we're seeing that there was no gili, you know, that or the, you know, what we assumed the gili das was isn't so.
Is that, let me to hear that, is that posture that would be a mistake? If a person makes a gili das, and he tells us afterwards that's not what it was, and therefore that will make the gili das into a mistake. Okay, I said, I was really was sort of being mystopic about that, maybe,
and you were saying up until now that he told everybody even before Yom Shama was up that he's doing it lemeket? It's only such a case?
I mean, that would simplify things a lot if that was the case, but I don't know.
Is that what I was saying? See, I was really working, and you're raising a point. Let me just think what that means. I was understanding that a gilui is equivalent, is an expression. Let's say a person, you know, would say something. Let's say, you know, Mufa, right? And he says, the truth is that, you know, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Not what I meant. Would that help to take it off? Where he says he's mekayim it.
I mean, we definitely see in the Gemara that a stam thought, right? In other words, he didn't think about it, right?
Right.
That sofa yom is making it, right? And I would say that because if you're not thinking about it, there's a gili das that, you know, that's human nature, that he knows that the Torah, you know, it gives you the end of the day. So if you don't put any thought to it, that's a gili das to yourself. Even that.
What's the problem with that? I'm trying to get around this is that, and this that we raised this then, right? See, what you're saying is really starting with the fact that there's a limit there. You know, there's a limit. And you didn't take advantage, so that tells us that you're okay. But is that what we want to start with? Then once that's so, then we don't even need the gili das. You know, if there's a limit, finished. You know, then that itself should be, you know, should. So that's why it sounds like that. It does for some reason. I don't fully understand it.
This is a little circular reasoning, but I think it's good circular reasoning.
Good.
Is that because the Torah gave you a limit, therefore you not taking advantage of the limit gives a gili das.
I agree with that. But do I really need your gili das? And does your gili das make a difference anymore if things start with a limit? So how could, let's say, Amanas Lameka make any difference?
Because there you're explicitly saying that you're explicitly saying that what the Stam Gilia does.
You're right, but if it's starting with a limit, if the Torah gives you a limit that you can't be made for after the day, so how can you possibly get past that?
Because the Torah's the mechanism of how the Torah is giving the limit is we're saying that if you don't say anything, that's a gili das. You know what I mean? That's why it's a little circular.
Question. I don't know if this is going to help or not. Let's say you're stam, right? You're right. You hear it. You're stam. You don't know what you want to do. Now the end of the day comes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we say that really we see now that really when you were stam, you really wanted to be Mekayim, and it was Mekuyim at that point, because we're saying that's really what you were thinking now that you went to the end of the day? Or is it only at the end of the day it becomes Mekuyim? What is the end of the day doing? Is it showing us that you really weren't stam in the first place? Or, no, you really were stam, And something else is going on, and I honestly don't know what that is, because at the end of the day could come and you're not even thinking about it at all. Nothing's happening at the end of the day. Except that we know that at some point during the day you were thinking about it, and you knew that you had till the end of the day and you didn't do anything. And
so I understand it as the kiyum happens at the end of the day. I mean, there are nafkaminas, right? Because we said, like, if one was Mekayim, right, it affects... You know, we had with the Baal and the Av, right? If one was Mekayim, then it takes, it lowers it, right? To I think a Lav without Malkus, right?
Okay, say,
right? Mm-hmm. So if she did something, before the actual Kiyam, after the Shmiya, before the Kiyam, you know, would there be Malkus or not? So I understood that, that the kiyum happens at night, and I understood that the Torah isn't giving a time limit to stop it. The Torah is solidifying the kiyum in your mind at that time, and you know, that's the mechanism of how the Torah's limit works. It's the Torah isn't putting the limit. The Torah is putting the kiyum in your mind.
I mean, is it like it's like a scale? And you were really even, and the Torah is saying, "Okay, now that you didn't do anything, we're just adding a little bit to the scale to make your stama a kiyum at the end of the day."
That's a good way of saying it. I don't like adding to a scale, but that's
okay. I don't understand how it works. Quite honestly, I just don't understand how it works in the shita. He's not doing anything at the end of the day. I mean, I think a lot of people discuss this. I don't think I'm the only person bothered by this. But
if there's a cost of that, that's what it is. It happens at the end of the day.
So if it's a deadline, fine.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But we're talking here that Rabbi Chanina holds not a deadline. It's not a hard deadline. It's that somehow it's like,
only
you know, when you go to the end of the day, we assume that you want it to be Mekayim because you didn't do anything.
Well, that's only by the case of make it, though.
Well,
that's an indication of what the whole din is. Because if it's a deadline, then makeup shouldn't make any difference, right? If the Torah gave you the hafarah power, right, you know, only till the end of the day, so then it doesn't make a difference, you know, why you were not mefer, but then the power doesn't exist. You know,
if you don't pay your taxes,
we don't care what your reason is. Exactly. You can, okay, but the extension also, at some point that's up, you know, the deadline is the deadline, you know, it doesn't matter what your reason is, but if it matters, you know, they say, I didn't know it was illegal, you know, the IRS, I didn't know I had to pay taxes.
Too bad.
You know, my great-grandfather's brother tried to make that argument. He didn't know he had to pay taxes. The court didn't accept it. Okay. Yeah, it's a Supreme Court case. He was a bootlegger. He made the money illegally, and he claimed that he didn't, you know, because I made it illegally. I didn't know I had to pay taxes on illegally made money. Mm-hmm. They didn't like his argument.
He had plenty of time to learn.
Anyway, so we're assuming here that it's not a hard deadline. It's an assumption that because you didn't do it at that point, therefore,
like I said before, definitely according to Rav Chanina, there's no deadline, right? And maybe according to the other side of the Gemara, which is Maskanas Gemara, a deadline will definitely explain why Rav Chanina is not applicable. However, the whole Gemara and the Ran, right, just addressing Michael's shadow over there, that it definitely sounds like that it's a hakoma, not just that at the end of the day comes you lost your hafara ability. Definitely, Mashmois in the Ram himself, right, tells us that it's hakoma. So that means, and if that's so that means that hakoma is giving Michal, even though his intention was otherwise. Right? So what I was really trying to say was that the Shiloh would be that could his intention change the cause of the Hakoma of Seif Hayoin? Right? That would be the Shiloh. And what I was heading at was that the Hakoma at the Seif Hayoim is this Gilui Das, that we're having maybe a difficulty, you know, seeing why that's necessarily so. But that definitely seems to be that there is a Gilui Das, when the Seif Hayoim comes, that he wants the Nether. Now, the fact that he is going to come and explain that what brought you to think that I wanted the Nether is not true, there was an ulterior reason for that, could that change things or not? Right? That could be one way of understanding what the Shaila over here is. Mitzad Echad, you could say that, you know, the Gili Das is not worth anything more than his lave, and if he tells us that that's not what my lave was, so it's the whole thing's a mistake. Right? Or possibly not, that, you know, the Gilui Das is what it is, you know, it's as if like he said it, and you know, you can't undo it, you know. maybe, yeah, right, you can't undo it. You know, maybe you got goofy like the high problem with Voron Shabalei, right? So, you know, it can't have any bearing on what the expression showed.
I mean, the way you're speaking it out, then, if you're just saying that that's the machlokas between Rabbi Chanin and the Rabbanan, it sounds like if he would tell you, Klor, I'm doing Lislameka beforehand, then it would help, because there's no Gilu Yadas, because he's telling you Klor, or that's not what you mean.
I'm not sure. I wonder if that makes, let me think for a second, if that makes a difference. See, what I'm saying is, once you said it, if you said it, it's not Dvarim Shebalev anymore. I hear. Right. That. Right. That's a good point. Right. The way I'm saying it, it's only because it's Beliba. His slave at the time, is that right? If he'll tell us beforehand, in other situations when you have Tvarim Shebalev, that's only if it was not known at the time of the transaction. But if, of course, if he tells before, then it's not Tvarim Shebalev. So that's if that's the point over here, that Tvarim Shebalev, and that's why we're not interested in really what's doing in his heart. If you'd say that before, okay, that's a good point. That's what we have to think if we could. Right? Because L'chor, it should make a difference. L'chor, it should not make a difference. Okay, but I don't know. I don't know, Taka. Right? You want to know if he expresses it beforehand, expresses it to us, does that make a difference?
Doesn't seem like they would be motivated.
Now, I'll tell you like this. Okay, and I said, so the way we explained it till now, but that's a good point that you're making. I'll tell you possibly another explanation, right? And then now the what we're trying to explain over here is that that the din of Hakoma has to do with what he's revealing him, right? What he's being megal to us. And nevertheless, even if he tells us, or we know that what's in his heart, it's not going to make a difference, right? That's what we're trying to explain, right? Right. So the first plan we were saying that like Dvarim Shebalev, and then you know Michael saying that what about if it's not Dvarim Shebalev? So we're going to try another way, right?
So wait a minute. And this way, he's megala what he wants, but he has something else in his lathe.
Yeah, that's what's happening over here, right? That this person is like any person that at the end of the day came, you know, and anyone else, it would be a hakoma. And by this person, he gets and says, you know, you should know, I want to tell you something. You know, the reason why I was quiet was not because, you know, I'm interested in a hakoma, I really don't, I'm doing the maker. That's, right? So it looks like everything else, right? So, you know, so what his actions are revealing is the same thing as everyone else, which is hakoma, right? It's, you know, it's the hakoma tune,
yeah.
Right? Navos, right? So we want to explain that why would it be that if he tells us what he really had in mind, why is that not going to make a difference, right? That's the maskona sagimor, right? Right? If you agree that it works, you know, with him, so then, you know, once he explains, you don't have it. So then, what should it be? So we're going to try to give maybe an alternate explanation. And what we're going to say is as follows, that possibly like this, that the hakoma, which happens at the end of the day, to activate that hakoma, all I need is this, that he wants the nether at that point of time, right? In other words, our case of Amanas Lameka means, right, he says, I'm being quiet now, not because I don't want to be mefer. I really want to get rid of the nether, right? I want to make it look Right? So basically, if you're not being made for now, then, you know, so you don't want to be made for now, right? What you want to do is that you want to say that, you know, that my showing, and he is doing that, because, you know, he's making Nether be now, but it's not, I don't want it to be now to be McQueen that it should last forever. Right? So what we're trying to say over here is that possibly maybe that's enough to make a Hakoma. The mere fact that at the end of the day, do you want the Nether right now at this moment? Yeah. I wanted to be made for it, right? So I didn't want that a Hakoma should come out of that, which should take away my possibility from being made for later. Right? But possibly that is enough to cause the Hakoma in the Torah. The fact that at the end of the day, you want the Nether now. In other words, I don't need the Gil that you want the Nether forever. Right? The fact that you want the Nether at that point of time, that's what causes the Hakoma.
Did we have that question in the Gemara at some point?
Tell me.
When it says, Mufer Leichil Amacher. It says, you know, I'm mefer your neder to be chal tomorrow. So at the end of the day, he really wants it to be mekuyim at that point. Because he only wants it that it'll become off tomorrow. We had such a question, right? And the Gemara didn't really clore the question. It was an Imtim Salomar, I think. But
right,
no?
right.
I mean, I'm just asking. Is that
that might be, just have to see, you know, what we had over it to see how far we have to work to make a difference. but okay. We just have to see that's after to see what came out of that Gemara, right?
Okay.
But that at first glance looks like a similar kind of thing that should affect this, right? Because at the end of the day, you want the Nether, you want Afara later.
But if he wants the Nether at the end of the day, and it's Mekuyim at the end of the day, then how can he do Afara tomorrow?
That's really what the Rav is here.
The difference between this case and in the Rav's case is, right, is the Kiyum is preventing you from doing a Hafara, right? But in that case, the Hafara, you already have an action, it just hasn't been Chal yet.
Okay,
here, you're doing a Hafara after this point where you wanted the... you know, if somehow you were able to break that first...
you're saying there's a difference between actually taking the action and not taking the action. If you took the action, it would help you. Even though, Taka, you wanted it to be Mekuyim at the end of the day, and 12 hours into the next day. You only want it to be Mufer, let's say, 10 days from now.
Right.
You know. But because you took an action, it's going to be different than if you said, you know... I was planning to be made for it 10 days later, but you didn't actually do it.
In other words, that Kiyum isn't going to stop your previous action.
Kiyum is not going to stop your previous action of the Hafara that you did earlier to be Chal.
Later.
Okay. All right. I mean, here, you're right. It could be that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Kutakadi, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I want to see that really belongs together with this sugya. Right, at that point, remember we were talking these first, and you know, we needed the follow up of this sugya to put it all together in that shaila. That was Mamish that started over here, right? When we spoke then, right, whether you have a deadline or not, and yeah, right.
I would like to put a question out there. I don't see anybody discussing this, so it seems not to bother anybody but me.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ron's over here, this very important Ron that we discussed, his Divrei HaMaskil is Hefer Belibo Eno Mufer Ad Sheyotzu B'Fas B'Sosov.
Where are you?
The third Ron down on Amud Aleph.
Ayin Tes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to most... The way that most people, everybody, I think, is learning this Ron, he's explaining that why does Shtika Belev work, or why does Hakama Belev work? Because you see that you don't need an Amira because of Yom Shamo, and since you don't need an Amira by Yom Shamo, also you don't need, you know, Kiyum Belev works. So why didn't he say it, why didn't he use a Divrei HaMaskil, Shtika Mekayemis, or Kiyum Belibo Kiyum?
Why did he write this shtickel on Hefer Belibo Enemufer Ad Shiyutz Misfasov?
So what do you want to say?
Nobody's asking the question, so I don't have the right to say anything. I mean, Akiva Eiger, there's a lot of raid on this run, and nobody seems to be bothered by what I'm bothered by. So, I'm a little scared to say anything.
Are you asking why is Kiyam happens without any words, but how far it doesn't? Is that what you're asking?
Well,
I'm asking more of a technical question in the run himself, right? Yeah.
The Ran seems to be making a statement about shtika and hakama.
Right.
You're not talking about hafara. But his divrei amaskil is hafara. So why is he making a statement about shtika and hakama on the Gemara that's talking about hafara? Make your comment about shtika and hakama on the Gemara that's talking about shtika and hakama.
So I'll tell you something. Once you raise the question, I'll tell you something that maybe that will satisfy you or not. that really what the reason why he needs to explain it is because there's a difference between hafar and akamo, or maybe better. Not better yet, but in addition, the explanation that he gives is only because there's a difference in hafara and hakama. Right? So that's why he's waiting to explain after he brings the whole Gemara that there's a difference in hafara and hakama. Now the question is, what's the difference? And the answer is because the Yom Shammai is a halacha which is only by Hakama, and that's the source, so that's where that comes from. So what he's saying, it's relevant to this that Hafara Beliba doesn't work. Right? If Hafara Beliba work, then this might not be the source.
Okay, so this is maybe what I was getting at.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If you would hold like the Rashba, who holds that Hafara Beliba does work, and it's only a din derabanan that you need to say something so she'll know you were made for it.
Okay.
Then he would disagree completely with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very well. Okay, that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's the question is, can you, this is bothering me a little bit, is can you stim the Rashba with this whole sheet of that the Ran is saying here or not? And the way you spoke it out, which is really what I kind of wanted to say, but I was a little scared to say it, is that then you can't stim the Rashba with this. If you're saying that the whole reason we see that Hakama believe works is because you see that you need Hafara. You need an Amira for Hafara, and when you got to the end of the day without an Amira of Hafara, therefore we say that your Shtika was a Hakama, then if you take that off, and you say that you really don't need an Amira for Hafara, then you no longer have your Umdana, possibly. You no longer have your Umdana. The Shtika doesn't tell you. The fact that, you know, the fact that if you could do a Hafara believe, then your shtika at the end of the day maybe doesn't tell me. Do you still have an umta or not? Maybe you do have an umta. Maybe the Rashba would say, Taka minastam, we assume that you didn't say anything by the end of the day, even though Taka you can do a far belief. But we assume by the end of the day that if you didn't say anything, you really were doing a hakama. And it still works by an umdana. But if you would come and say, you know what, I didn't say anything out loud, but I did a hafara believe, talk, it would work. Is that what, would the Rashba say like that? Or would the Rashba say, no, now that you don't need
an amira for hafara, then you don't have an umdan at all by the end of the day. Shtika doesn't tell you anything by the end of the day because you could have done a hafara belief.
So the Rashba himself says that shtika can be maker.
He holds that a hafara belief works. He says it mafurish.
Yeah.
This is right. He's the only reason you have to say it out loud is so she'll know you right. did a hafara.
But it's a dinder abanan.
What? It's a dinder abanan. That's what he holds.
And midaraisa? Is there a deraisa part?
Yeah, that's the make it. Late, right?
Right. There's make. Oh. All right. So midaraisa abanan.
I hear you're cutting off the Ran from the onset, you know, with the original Gili Das. If Hafara Mikradin is could be done, so you don't even have a Gili Das at all.
Well, I think it goes back to our discussion of what Gili Das is, right? Plus, in other words, if you didn't have a Hafara Belev, right? If Gili Das doesn't mean what other people see, right? So then it's a Gili Das. That the fact that you weren't Mayfair, whether it was Belave or not Belave. It's not a question of, if it hit the press.
Right. You could still have a Gili Das and an Umdana, according to the Rashba, as long as he says, I didn't do, it's true, I didn't do a Hafara. Right. Because it doesn't really matter what everybody else sees. If it's only what everybody else sees, then you don't have an umdana because they don't know what you were thinking because you could have done a hafara belief. If it's not talui in the way other people see it.
So that, what would that be? Let me just hear that a little bit better. What would that be that you could have a Gili Das, a private Gili Das?
The way you worded it is that the Sofa Yom sort of, tips the scale that your stam das is considered, that you want to keep the nether.
But now it could be stam das is you don't want.
Huh?
But now you don't want.
Well, he comes and he says, I didn't do a hafara belief. That's the end of the day. No, he doesn't. Well, I don't know. He doesn't know what he meant. He doesn't know what he meant. I didn't do a Hakama believe. I didn't do a Hafara believe. I was Stam. I didn't know what I wanted at the end of the day. But that's still a Gilui Das for a Hakama.
So that idea of Gilui Das means that someone who is in doubt, some reason his mind, the scale in his mind tips to that comma side.
Yeah.
That's just what happens.
Right.
Okay.
We're all struggling to understand exactly how that, what that is, but that's what we're saying.
Yeah. Okay. See, I think that your cheshbon would be true, maybe even without that. Because according to, what am I saying? According to it's in the Rashbos that I have four blades is right. So it means that there is a machlokes over here. See, in the Ran, it's mivuyer that. You can't derive anything more than we see. Meaning to say that he has in the Torah that in the Ikar Din of Yom Shammai says that Hakama Belev is Hakama. Right? That's the source. Well, maybe learn that Tafara. Apparently you can't. Right? So then that's really what he's saying. He's saying that I have a source for this and I have a source for that. Right? Right? So if the Rashba, even if the Rashba would agree to that first step, But apparently he's taking it a step further, and he's learning that, granted that maybe the source starts from Hakama, but it should follow Tahafar also. Right? Well, so, you know, so he would be arguing on that point. Right? Right? The Ran understands that Ikra Hadin there Cholok, right? And therefore he's giving a source for here, and he holds that the source can't be carried further. Right? And the Raj would hold that, granted this is the source, but it can carry further, so then no, there shouldn't be any difference. Right? So I think
that would be right. If the right. That's right. That was part of my question. How does the Rashba learning that Hafara believe works? Is he learning it like you just said? Or just Misfara? You don't need an Amira for Hakama, you don't need an Amira for Hafara. Those are my two options. Right, it's one of those two.
Right. Okay, very good. Right. But whatever it is, right, he's definitely arguing on the Ran that it doesn't start here and end here. Right?
Right.
You know, either it starts with someplace else or it starts here and continues on that far.
Right.
Okay, very good. Right? Okay, so what you're saying is not you know, don't be concerned that he's saying so any extended chiddush, right? I think that, you know, based on what you're saying is definitely within the lines over here.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so what we just discussed over here at length over here. You know, we don't have the clock here today, so we're in trouble.
10:25.
Is it around 1 o'clock or not 1 o'clock?
Okay, just I need a little gauge. Okay, can
I say an aside then, since you said that? I've been reading Rabbi Rudkin's Sefer on the 48 Devarim Shatara Nikmas for him, and I happened to just see a story that he said that when Rav Dov Schwartzman was Rosh Hashiva, I think this was in Eretz Yisrael, they said he would be giving shiur, and sometimes he would get involved in the sugi, and he would close his eyes and just start speaking, you know, in the lumdus of the sugiya, and he would go on, you know, the shiur was supposed to end at 1:30, whatever it was, and it would be 6:30, and he would be like, have I gone over the time yet?
Okay. You see, he had a clock. That's why he had to close his eyes.
What happened?
He's got
a clock over here.
Okay, so right. So we just discussed over here the two sides that the Gemara is handling. The Gemara is bringing rayas, So let's see. Let's see now. Go into the specifics. The more had more brings the rise. So the more. Okay. So we have the Memorah of Chanina. And Chanina tells us that if someone shoyes kamnas the mekat, the seif hayoim does not cause the hakoma in this situation. And the Gemara is contending with that. Mosav Rova imosai omru meis habal nesrekin neshus le'av. Right. We're over here on daf ayin ches on the base, and we're the first kasha on Rabbi Chanina, a source which would seem to say otherwise, that even shoyes kamnas the mekat, the seif hayoim causes a hakom. As follows, a most emor meis habal nesrekin neshus le'av. Right, it brings back some memories, hopefully good ones, from the sugya of nesrekna. Right, and when the Gemara originally brought this. Basically, as the halacha is like this, right? If the Baal, at the time, right, of when Ish is Narusa, the hafor is done b'shutfis, neither can be made for on his own, right? They need the partnership with the other person. Halacha is that if the Baal is nostalgic, if the Baal is not here anymore, then the halacha is right now that the Av takes over, and he has the ability now to be made for the entire neder, the chelek habaal. And the Braisa over here says, but that's conditional. And that's dependent on whether the Baal was already Mekayim or not. If there was a Kim mitzad the Baal, then at this point, then the Av can't be made for anymore. So that's the Braisa saying over here. The Loch of Israel, the B'zan Shloi Shoma HaBaal, either the Baal wasn't Mekayim because he didn't hear it, or Shoshoma V'Shosak, or even if he heard it, but he was shosak, as the Ran says, the Meis Bayayim goes on this part. So even if he heard it, but the end of the day didn't happen, and therefore there was no Hakoma or Shishama v'hofer, or he heard, but he was mefer, and his hafora becomes both like it's moving in that sugya, and that's why the av has to be mefer again. Avol shama v'kiyim, this is what we're focusing on. Avol shama v'kiyim, if the Baal, right, while he was alive, he heard it and he was mekayim it, or Shishama v'shosak meisbim shlachrov, or even if he wasn't actually mekayim it, but he heard the nether, so the yom shama happened, and he was quiet. And he first died to the end of the day, so if he's quiet at the Seif HaYayim, that also causes a Hakoma, is in Yochel Hofer. So in this case, the Av now can't be Mefer because we already have a Kiyum. Zotam my Lav B'Shoisik Amanas LaMekat. The Braisa told us that Shoma V'Kiyum or Shoma V'Shosak, right, that creates a Hakoma. The Gemara says that L'choida, that includes a shaysik amanas lemekat. The braisa is not machal. Let's look around in why he was shosak. Shoma v'shosak. So it would seemingly include all scenarios of a shika. And therefore the Gemara feels that this should be a raya that a shaysik amanas lemekat is still kiyum ischal, right? And this is, you know, the mashmoyis in the Gemara say that it's mitam kiyum, not just a limitation in his hafora power, right? Because then it has nothing to do with kiyum. Then it just you can't be, you know, the nether just you know doesn't have hafora, right? That's all. But it's, you know, it wasn't necessary in this kind. Yeah. So on that, the Gemara says loy b'shoyis the kamanas the kayim. When the Brice says Shoma v'Shosak, we're not including all scenarios of Shika in Achanami. That, you know, Shoisek Amanas LeMekat is not included. What's it referring to? It's a Shoisek Amanas LeKayim. Now, we'll see in a minute, right, what exactly that means. Asks the Gemara, Yehochi Hainu Shoma v'Kiyim. So the Gemara, well, that's included in Shoma V'Kiyim. So if that's including that, and the Brisis has another category of Shoisik, of Shoma V'Shosak, well, then that should refer to us over here. Shoisik Amas LaMekat. So the Gemara, no. Yehochi Hainu Shoma V'Kiyim. So the Gemara, Elo B'Shoisik Stam. So now like this. In this Gemara, we see over here that we have three types of shtikas, right? We have a shoysik amanas lekayim, we have a shoysik amanas lemekat, and then we have a shoysik stam, right? So let's just explain what each of these things are. What we were understanding all this time, that idea of that Seif HaYayim comes and makes a kiyum, that's what's referred to as a shoysik stam. The din of a shoysik stam is that the kiyum is chal in the Seif HaYayim. Right? Now, this shoysik stam does not have any specific idea as far as what he wants the nether to be. That means he hasn't decided kiyum. Okay, well, maybe make it a little more accurate in a moment. So the aloha is, like we discussed before, that at the end of the day, that's when the decision of Hakoma happens, and that's why it's Chal then. Then we have a Shoysik Amanas LeKayim. Shoysik Amanas LeKayim is that he has decided right now that he wants Kiyum. The truth is that it's probably even more than that, right? You know, unless you consider it's all the same thing. But Shoysik Amanas LeKayim sounds like it's a Hakoma belief, as the Gemara calls it, right? So that means that he is making a positive Kiyum. Right? Could be that it's more than just the decision that, yeah, you know, I like this nether, right? But he's exercising the kiyum power. Just like when a person says kiyum lechi, and he's making a positive kiyum, so you could do that believe. Right? You could think in your heart, okay, it's kiyum lechi, right? That luchar is a step more than just the song. You know something? You know, I would like to have this. I would like this nether to stay. It could be that itself is not yet the hakoma belief. Hakoma belief means that you're thinking whatever loshen makes a hakoma. If you'd speak it, you're thinking that those words in your heart. All right, maybe you could question whether that's so. Right, brak upon him, but. What we're stopping right now is that Hakoma Belev is a decision that I would like this nether to remain enough, and with that it makes the Hakoma, or I need to actually think in my mind, Kiyum Lechi.
Right. The Rosh seems to handle, when he's talking about Rabbi Elazar or the Mintz. Because he really holds that that back when it said Hafar believe, you actually had to have. Well, let's read the words, and I'm just make sure I'm just really trying to make sure that I understand what the Rush was saying. If he's,
yeah,
if he's saying,
yeah,
that,
just remind us.
The Hutzrach Lefarish the Perushu Kiyim Belibo Kiyim. Shechishev belibo lekayim v'shasa kol yom umilt b'shitahi dafilu. Sorry, let me go back a few words here. Remember, there was a mince pirish hefer belibo hainu shechashev belibo chie mufer aval amar belibo mufer leichi. Avalo amar belibo mufer leichi. Meaning, l'chora, he's saying if he would say, if it was amar belibo mufer leichi, that would work. But chishev belibo mufer does not work. Now, I don't know what the question
is. Hafora, right?
That's by hafora. Then he stills it back here. V'hutzrich l'faris perusho kiyum belibo kiyum. Shechishev belibo lekayim, meaning since he's making a chiluk by hafara, that a mira belev
helps,
and it's only chishev belev that doesn't help. So here, what's helping by hakama is a chishev belev. So the question is, what's the chiluk between these two things?
So what does it mean, a mira belev?
That's the question. What does a mira belev work? He brings it from the Gemara in Brachos, right? That by Birchas Hamazon, something works by Birchas Hamazon.
That's the din of Valkeri, right? It's Mahara Belibay, right? And he's saying in Moitzi Besfosov.
Good. I want to, that's what we're asking. What is that case?
that seems to be what he's doing. He's thinking the words. He's also to say divrei Torah, to make brachas, and he's mukhiv in a bracha deraisa. So one man, the Omer over there, maybe holds that even though other things he can't be mahar beliboy, Krishma, right? Mahar Beliba, but Krishma, and Samozan. So that Mahar Beliba, you know, obviously means the words, right? That's what that means.
So you're hearing the words of Birchas Samozan in your head, but no sound. Your mouth is completely closed.
Right.
You're hearing the words in your head.
So then here, let's say by Mefer Neder is one is that you don't want the Neder, but you're not verbalizing in your mind, you know, I'm being made for the nether, and the other is you're like going through a formal thinking, I'm made for the nether.
See, we had this concept before, even closer. Remember on Shabbos, right? What was that din over there, right? Lo yoyma on Shabbos, you know, you say kliachet tivshasi zokabirchan shoshi vatal belibli, Right? What was that?
What was it? Repeat that.
That on Shabbos, the Gemara says that if someone's being made for on Shabbos, on Neder, so he shouldn't express the regular term of Mufalechi, right? What he should say is Kli Achli, but Zok the Gemara that he's So Shivata Beliba. Reichman says, "So shevato believer, he has to think in his heart, bittul, right?" Which would sound like that's what that means. The words of mufrelechi, that he has to think those words in his mind. So sheyema believer sheyehi aneder botel. That's the words of the Ram. Right? It sounds like it's not amir belev, right? Uh-huh. You could say something in your mind. Right. So there's a, you know, so whatever the code words are that maybe one would have said it to express it with his lips, there's such a concept as namir belev, right? You know, with that use that term. Okay, so Michael is showing that, and that's really what the Rosh is saying. This Gemara has a difference by us between Hafara and Hakoma Beliboy. Hagmar makes a chilik. So if that Gemara tells us that there is a concept of Hafara Belev which works, so then that's not what we're referring to over here when the Gemara makes the difference. So you're saying that so that would bring out that there's a difference if you are saying the words, you know, words in your heart, or you're just thinking of the concept, right? Without the words, just making the decision what you would like concerning that, right? And according to that Rosh, that argument over here is not requiring to have the words. On the contrary, if you had the words, then you know it would work by hafor also. And this Gemara is being mechalik. Right, that's what comes out from that Rosh. On the other hand, it would be mashma if the Rosh is tackled like this. I want to say, right? You're saying according to this, you know, it'll come out a difference in this Gemara. So it would sound like that before the Rebbe Bezmer emits. No, he would have understood this Gemara that this halacha, might have. Okay, and I'm not how to be medayik. That this Gemara would have been specifically, if you speak it out. Let me just hear that. This Gemara is limited to that. Maybe it's both. Okay. Exactly what the deek is. Right? If you don't hold like les mimitz, you know, what does this Gemara mean? Is it specific one case, or there's no difference? I guess right. it could be mistaken because I had to make the deed.
I could have heard a chiluk in this case.
Yeah,
there's one thing being happy with a nether, and there's one is explicitly wanting to be mekayim a nether, right?
And both are just feelings without
right. So in other words, if you want to be mekayim a nether belibo, right? So that would happen miyad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being happy with the neder is stam, and then sof hayom, it's you know, it becomes mekuyim from the Torah. Right, because it's mashma that that we have three separate situations here.
Right. That's really what we want to know. We want to know this. Stam, what is stam as opposed to, you know, kim beliba?
And also to say, what I add is that it's also mashma that there was a havamina that there was only two possibilities, right? In other words, the Gemara said, wait, if it didn't that, then it has to be this, that, you know, so the havamina of the Gemara was that there was only two possibilities, and the Gemara's maskan is that
this is a point that he's saying over here, which I want to come back to, okay, but to just take it for what you're saying right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you're saying something which maybe will make it this piece of Gemara a little bit easier for us. But let's go back to the Shaka Vatari in the Gemara. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're discussing the halacha of Shei Skamas Lamekat. Right. There's a braisa that talks about that Nisraken is not going to help us if the Baal, while he was alive, right? Rashi says two things. Either he heard and he was Mekayimit, right? Or he heard it and he was Shosak and the day passed. Right? And then he died after that, right? Right? So these are the two categories that the Braisa talks about. Again, Shoma, he heard and he was Mekayimit, and he was Shoma and he was Shosak, right? And the day passed, and the Kiyum came because of the day passing, right? Now the Gemara is initially bringing a raya from over here, that I see that Shosak Amanas the Mekat, yeah, a Kiyum is Chal. Not like Rav Chanina, it's a Kashan Rav Chanina. And that's because the Gemara understood that category two, which is Shoma v'Shosak, that includes, or maybe that is referring to, right? That's, we'll see what that is. But the Gemara saw that that's the Shosak Amanas the Mekat is in that category, and it's mivuyer from over that creates a hakom, and that's why the Av can't be made for after that. Now, let's just see that the Ran over here. The given the pasuk for Tony Shama v'Shosak means Mishnah Lachem Yoch Lahofer Kol Shasek b'Mashma. I feel I'm going to make it.
Where are we?
I'm just five lines from the bottom. I'm reading the Ran where he explains that why did the Gemara think that Shosak Amanas Lamekat is included in the Braiso, which says that Soif Hayam will cause a Hakoma. Right? The Gemara says, right? So what I see in the Ran is that the Ran says that the Braiso doesn't differentiate. Right? Braiso says a general statement, Shoma v'Shosak, and the end of the day came, there's a Hakoma. So that seems to include all coins. That means that it sounds like what the Ran is saying, that includes all scenarios, right? Also, Amanas Lameka. Meaning to say that the the general, what we call Stam, right, is included in that. Yeah. And not only Stam, but also Amanas Lameka. Right? Right? That's what the pasuk v'tani, right? That's what it would seem to mean. Pasuk means that you're not making any differences. So therefore, all types of seekers are included. What are the other possibilities? Shosak, right? Shosak stam. That's the what that is, right? So now when the Gemara, the next step, the Gemara says, don't take out from the fact that the Tana wasn't mechalik. You know, he only is referring to one of the two, right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that refers to Shoma Kim Beliboy, right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. Excuse me. Ma look, Shoisik Amanas Lekayim. Right? The Gemara says that's Shoisik Amanas Lekayim. Now, what is that? Well, what that was is you see from the next statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, that's Shoma Vakim. Right? So that means that Shoma, the Amanas Lekayim, means that he's making a Hakoma Beliboy right now. Right? That's what that means. Right? Now, see, in the Gemara itself, right, this is another point over here, is that I mean, we don't have, according to the way we explained the Gemara, we don't have a shortage of cases that could go into the Shama v'Shosak. Right? It sounded like that the Gemara's original raya was because all the cases are included in it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have your initial simple cases, mm-hmm. and the Gemara was even inclusion of Amanas Lemekat. So if the Gemara just was backing off and saying that, no, you don't mean to include everything, we don't mean Shosak Amanas Lemekat. So then, you know, it should include everything else. Right? So why is the Gemara Taka saying that Shosak Amanas Lekayim? That the Gemara has to question that Amanas Lekayim, well, that's really in the first group of Shama Vakiyim. And then Gemara says, okay, fine, you know, we'll make it, you know, Shosak Amanas, Shosak Stam. I would have thought that initially it included everything, right? So we don't at the end of the, you zicha have a shasak stam that it should refer to, right? I don't even know why the Gemara had to mention shasak amanas dekayim, right? Well, why did the Gemara get involved in that? And as if the Gemara has a chazora, shasak amanas stam. I mean, wasn't that always part of what it is? Even according to the Gemara's Havam, that we would say Shos Gam Stakayim, but Shos Gam definitely is part of this also. So maybe in the Chana, maybe according to the Gemara is, and I still don't know why the Gemara, is mentioning Shos Gam Stakayim. I don't know why the Gemara, that point is important in the Gemara. Right? I don't know there's a Shachar Tayr, whether that could be included. Why did we want that to be part of that? Right? We should have gone straight to Shosak Stam.
Meaning, if all they wanted to do was defend Rabbi Chanina, right, they could have just gone.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, because when the Ran explains what the Kash on him was, that it's all inclusive, so Shosak Stam is there also. Right, so the shock of tithing are just is that are we including everything, or we're not necessarily including everything, right? But we're not lacking, what could it be talking about?
But when the Gemara says Amanas L'Kayim, that's Pashut, right? It's Pashut L'Kayim.
Amanas L'Kayim,
and Stam L'Kayim is a bigger Chiddush. Isn't it? Stam is a bigger
chiddush. No, I don't think so. See, because Stam is what we understand. That's the Iker Pasuk and the Seif Hayom is this kind. The Ran tells us maybe we learn out of there that there's a concept of Amanas Dekayim. See, the difference is that when is that Kim Chal? Seif Hayom, the Pasuk talks about Ben Kaim Seif Hayom. That's a Stam.
That's a Stam.
But we could learn from over there that if a person has a specific a definite das, or maybe he expresses in his mind at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, without saying anything out in his mind, he makes a decision, or he expresses that that kayim lechi it's chal right now, right? So I mean, that really is a chiddush, or something which is developed from the Iker Din in the Pasuk. Oh. So, the simple Shoma that it's, right?
You seem to be answering your questions. When the Gemara seems to, even though it doesn't need it for Rabbi Chanina, maybe a Gav, it's trying to teach us that there's a Hakama belief. At this point.
Okay, but I don't know why the Gemara, but why is the Gemara doing that? Right? That's not really relative to the Shaka Vatari, right? It's not pertinent to the Shaka Vatari, right? Why do you do that? Right? You try to say answer that, and then the Gemara says that's really not a good answer. Okay, fine, let's say something else. So it's not. You see, if there was like one slot here, right, and you got to figure out, what's the one slot, you more wanted to say this, and then, but it's not a question of a one slot, right? It's an all inclusive, right? And now you want to say that it's not all inclusive, does that mean that it becomes a one slot issue, right? Or it's just not everything, it's, less than everything, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? Meaning, if we didn't have the first bubble, let's say, if we didn't have Shama Vakim, then we'd be fine to say that this includes, a Hakama believe, right? Shais Gamanas Amanas Dekayim, and Stam also, I would think, right? And we would just back off from saying that includes everything, even Shais Gamanas Ameka. That's the Stak of the Aitach. This bothers me a little bit, but I just want to get back to what Shlomo said, because Shlomo said something that will help us a little bit over here. How would you explain the Shakal Vatari? What did you just mention before? That the Gemara...
I'm not sure exactly how to put it, but the way I understood it is that the Hava Mina was that there really are only two categories.
Which two things really are really one?
So Stav being wanting to be Mekayim is really one. In other words, without a thought of wanting to stop the nether, the default is that the nether keeps on going. And there's no difference if you actively want to, be Mekayim it, or you're parva on it, you're passive.
And when is the Kim Chal in both these scenarios, if they're all one? It probably has to become
In the Hava Mina, I would have thought it has to be Sof HaYom, because right. There is a concept of Sof HaYom.
Right, that's for sure. Right. So that means the Kim Belev will also only be in this kind Sof HaYom.
I guess, right.
I mean, you have to understand that way, because it says, Liyom Sha'acharov. Shamashar Shasuk, Liyom La'acharov, he can't do it. If Shama Vashasuk
I thought that was a question. Yeah. But is that what we're doing? But then I don't understand anymore as Kasha. Let's speak this through. But you're saying very good. Right, so definitely according to what Shlomo is saying, that there is only one, both of those things do the same thing. That means Stam and Shoisek Amnas Dekayim accomplish the same thing. And what that accomplishment means is going to have to be B'Seif HaYom, because the Pasuk definitely talks about something with B'Seif HaYom, right? So we can't deny that, right? That's what it would be. Now Michael is raising a good point over here. In addition to what Shlomo is saying, is that at the point that the Gemara thought that it was a shoysek amnas l'kayim, right? I mean, the Braisa says that he was shomar shosuk umeis b'yem shel acharov, right? So we're using now. So let's see. So what was the Gemara's kasha? I mean, if we accept that that's what happens, Fatima, one second, that's Shama Vikim, right? So we'll have to learn that the Gemara is really coming to ask that the halacha is not true, right? Because if you agree that the halacha is Seifayim, it's not a Shama Vikim, right? So what's the Gemara asking, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll have to learn that really what the Gemara is asking, and the Gemara therefore didn't have to ask Shama Vikim. We're going to ask your question. What do you need Seifayim for, right? Right, so no, that's what we'll have to say. Right? So essentially, what the Gemara is asking is, and according to all what we're saying over here, the Gemara is being mechadish according to Shlomo, that is a new category, which has a new din. Right, even if you don't make a new category, thinking it's one category about Kapanim, the din the Gemara thought was that it only helps in the Seifim. That's how it could fit into the Braisa, so Meishum Shla Achrov. And the essence of the Gemara's kasha is Hainu Shama Vikim. The Gemara is really arguing on the premise. You thought it's only Niskayim Seif HaYoyim, it's not. And once that's so then it doesn't belong there. It belongs there. Right? That's what's happening in the Gemara. Now this is, I hear all right. Let me just think how much of this helps what we initially wanted to know. What we wanted initially was that why get involved in this? Just talk about Shoma, Shosak Stam. Now, right, whatever Shoma Vakim is that really relevant to bring it in? Even if we held, like Shlomo was saying, that the Gemara thought that it was one category, but it doesn't really explain why we have to talk about it. Does it explain why we have to talk about it? Let's just go straight to Shama to Shosak Stam.
In the Hava Mina?
Yeah.
Because we didn't think there was a concept of Shosak Stam. Shosak Stam is Shasak the Kiyam. I mean, that's
so you're saying more fundamental. Not only that the two cases have the same din, but it's the same thing.
It's the lack of wanting to be made for it. There's wanting to be made for it, and there's not wanting to be made for
so
it.
So that name that the Gemara is saying, Shasak Amnas L'Kayim, is really referring to both of these scenarios, because both of these names, there's no such thing as a stam, basically, right? Okay. So that's why the Gemara is saying that. When the Gemara is saying that, the Gemara is not referring to this case specifically. The Gemara is referring to, that's the name of this other category. That's what this is. And now the Gemara is being machalic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that probably would make things better in the Shakotai of the Gemara. Okay, there's a little fine points over here. Just working through the step by step in the Gemara, and I think maybe what Shlomo is saying could help us get around that difficulty in the Shakotai of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Right. See that the Mepar says by Hainu. Oy Shama Vakim says Tre Zimni Lamali, and Bishoy Sikstam says Ulachumra Azlina.
What was that last thing? That what?
Bishoy Sikstam says Ulachumra Azlina.
Bishoy Sikstam Ulachumra Azlina. What was that? What's that?
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Ulachumra Azlina. Right here.
He's telling us over here that what's the reason by Shei Sik Stam, it creates a hakama. We don't really know what he wants, and there's like a lachumra. This is like a Stam Adorim Lahachmer. Kind of halacha. This is a new idea. I don't think we saw this before, right? Mm-hmm. It's different than Ran. The Ran that we've been discussing the whole time is that there's something definite which happens in the Seif HaYom by a stam.
Right.
See, he's saying that like it was bothering us. Like, what changed? See, he seems to be saying that nothing is changing. He's a stam, and we don't really know what he wants.
Again, that's where that nafkamin is la halacha. If there's malchus, right? It's really a suffix. He's saying a suffix.
Well, it could be. I mean, luchumra azlinon. I mean, but at the end of the day, there is hakama, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Right. I mean, so luchumra azlinon. I don't think it means that we're left with suffix. Uh-huh. I think that's the halacha. The halacha is like this idea of stam nedorim lahachmir. that akaponim in the Ran, right? I don't remember right now if this is my focus about this, but it doesn't mean that you remain a suffix, right? It means that whatever the cause is, but it's decided that it's definitely the side of lahachmir, right? So I think that's what this means. But what he's just telling us is that differently than we understood till now, that there is no suffix anymore at the end of the day. If things are clear what his intention is. So he's saying over a mafarish that I'm hearing over here that he has a different explanation of what the din of Seif HaYom is by Shoy Sik Stam. Right. I'm assuming that's what this means. Shoy Sik Stam means that that's the halacha of Seif HaYom, and that the gedra of the din is that there's a lahachmir over here. Tak have a suffix what he means. We don't know what he wants, and that's the din. The din atar is that if there's a suffix at the end of the day, that that's enough to create kiyum. Okay, that's a new thing. Okay,
that would make stam nedarim lahachmir like a deraisa.
So I think in those scenarios when we learned it, pretty much it is right.
Okay,
over there, yeah, right.
No, but I mean, did we understand it there that because it's a doraisa, we're lahachmir? Anything that's doraisa, we go lahumra? Or did we understand that there's a din doraisa by stam nedarim?
Right,
to
right,
go that,
right,
you're saying
right,
it that
right,
way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Even there's some sheet that holds the Rambam that holds the doraisa, right, that sofik is lahachmir, right, that, you know, right. So, but he also would agree to this, because this is halacha nedarim, like you said, it's in nedarim halacha, stam nedarim lahachmir. Right, you know, so well, that it's not a contradiction to the dino, and it's not based on the halacha of the derais lachomer.
Which is also why by dvarim shebaleiv einam dvarim, but by nedarim it is, right? I mean, dvarim shebaleiv we say general einam dvarim,
mm-hmm.
But by nedarim it is.
By some parts of the
Dharam. Right, we say.
But that's because of the hachmir.
Well, I'm. Or maybe it's just a special halacha by nedarim.
Okay, I mean the concept of a special halacha by nedarim. Okay, that's what you were mentioning.
Yeah.
That you see in the nedarim might have its own set of rules, which might be a little bit different than other places in the Torah. Okay,
right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Shkoyach, you're giving us that it's Mar Mokum over here. Always. Appreciate a new way of looking at something. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Shine. So that's this Gemara. Now I just want to let's get to what we want to pick up over here. Yeah, I'm going to jump down. I'm going to jump down towards the bottom over here. This is a point that I think Taka touched on then, just to get the clarity that the Gemara mentions this. Let's see over here. Mosav Rava. Okay, right now I'm around 10 lines from the bottom. Mosav Rava Nodra Im Chasheicha. Okay, that was the Mishnah we had pretty recently. Right, that Mishnah involved. The Mishnah talks about. Right, that's the Mishnah where the Tanavah Mishnah tells us what the extent of Yom Shama is. That at the end of the day, that's when the Kiyum is Chal. Right, you don't have Meis Leis. Right, regardless on when he heard the Neder, just from that point on till the end of the day. Right, then you can't be made for after that. So the Mishnah had discussed a case as if like on Shabbos. Right, that's what the Mishnah. Is talking about. Now the Mishnah said like this: that Nodim Chasheicham Mefer La'atchloi Chasheicham, that she made a neder very close to the end of Shabbos, close to the end of the day. So the Mishnah says Mefer La'atchloi Choshcha, that he could be Mefer as long as you know the day hasn't ended. He could be Mefer, right, with the last few minutes, whatever is left. Now the Mishnah gives an explanation why Shimlay Hofer V'Choshcha in Yochel Hofer. The reason why he could do that is because if he's not made for now, he can't be made for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we know that.
So now the Gemara told us that. Why is the Mishnah giving us this explanation, right? So the Gemara told us like this, that because we're talking on Shabbos and this talking about a nether that the hafora of this nether, right? To be mefer is not the tzoruch Shabbos. It's not benefiting, right, enhancing the Shabbos at all. This neder that we're talking about, and the Gemara had discussed then, right, that was a shadow whether you could be mefer or not. Right, and the Gemara learned from this Mishnah over here that even a foro, which is not tzoruch Shabbos, could be done on Shabbos. And that the Mishnah gives us the reason why. The reason is because if you wait till the day is over, till after Shabbos, then you lose your chance to be Mefer. So since it's Oiveres, the ability to be Mefer is Oiveres, so even though it's not L'tzoruch Shabbos, and therefore, really, we would not have allowed you to do it, and that's why by HaTorah, Yitaka can't, because HaTorah is not limited to a time frame, and that's why according to the Mando Omar that you have Meis Leis, Yitaka also can't do it. But according to this Mandona Mishnah, that it ends at the day, right? So, you know, we had to be matered for you, right? So the issur which maybe should have been, right, which would have been that there should have been an issur that to be mefer on neder which is not letzarich Shabbos, but we had to forego that issur because otherwise you lose your chance to do it. That's what the Mishnah says, right? And Mora says, "Oh, I see a riot to the shayla over here. Over here, it's mevuyah that shreis kamen as lemekad is a kiyum, not like Reb Chanin, right? Amai zot gemoro lebeki shreis kamen as lemekad. Amai. The Ran explains what the Gemara means is something we had mentioned when we learned this Gemara. So bring this to light over here that." I think at that point of time we were under the impression that Almanas Lemekat Take is not a kiyum, right? That's what we were discussing that. I'll compone him like this. So this Gemara is saying as follows, that the Mishnah says that Chazal gave a heter, or they didn't answer one from being made for another, which is not Litzarech Shabbos, because it's a veris. You don't have a choice. If we'll answer it, then he's stuck, right? On that, Zot Gemara, 1 second. If we would aser it, so the reason why he's not being mefer is for ulterior reasons, because we're not allowing him to be mefer. Mm-hmm. So that should be equivalent to amanas lemekat. The reason why you were shoysik is not because you want the neder, you're shoysik because, you know, because we don't allow you to be mefer. Right? So Zot Gemara, what I see from all here is that the din of shreisik amanas lemekat is still a hakom, and that's why over here, even if we would answer you, that wouldn't be a reason to be able to have an extended period of time, right? You can't say, "Well, I was shreisik only because you didn't allow me to." That wouldn't help me. The hafara would be chal regardless. So that's the Mor's raya that shreisik amanas lemekat is a hakom, right? And that's why the Mara says that, you know, being that if we would aser, you'd lose your ability. That's what we had to be matter. That's the Mara's right.
Does this point toward the deadline view?
This point to the deadline view. Let's see, what is...
Because now we're saying anything that would stop you from making a hafara, We don't care about, you know. Doesn't matter what was monea you from making the hafara. You missed your chance.
Right, I mean, don't you have to say that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're certainly understanding Rav Chanina held that it's because we you know, you didn't, so by the end of the day, we hold you're doing it like a hakama. And then we had a question.
This is the tiyuf, though.
No, no, you're right. I think he's talking about a specific lumnus, right? Uh-huh. Right? You know, I think Michael is saying that he's seeing over here that there's a deadline, as opposed to creating a hakama even in this situation without a deadline. I think that's what we wanted to show. I remember we wanted to know that if you're all going to Chanina, is that because you hold it a deadline and that's why we're not interested in, you know, in your excuses, you know, but find it, you know, there's just a limit in your Kaya Chaforos. It's not so much a Hakoma according to that, as mentioned before. The part is, maybe there's no Hakoma, but there's no Haforos, and the nether is here because, you know, because there's no Hafora ability later. That was one understanding. And the other understanding was that there really is a hakoma that's chal, right? Even though, you know, it's amnas lemekat, and, you know, all the explanations, but still hakoma still happens, right? So that's what Michael was saying, that do we see from this piece of Gemara the fact that it pertains to other scenarios? If Chazal would ask you, let's say Chazal would give you an iser, you can't be mefer today, right? And that's what Gemara is saying, that, you know, I see from over here that tomorrow you can't. Right? Does that suggest a time limit to the koyach ha'afara? Right? Or that also could be understood that the conditions which cause the hakoma are still here. Now I think definitely according to the last explanation that I was saying, Michael has a point. Right? I was trying to tell you that it's a karma because you want the nether now. Right? Maybe, you know, in later on you don't want the nether, right? But presently you want the nether. In this situation, I really don't want the nether now, right? You know, Chazal just not allowing me, you know, to cause hafara. Right? So you wouldn't have that over here, right? You don't have the wherewithal to make the hakama according to that explanation, right? Very good, very good. It's a good, very, very good point. Now, are we therefore forced to say that this gemara is working with a deadline? That's what this rai would suggest. Right, I mean the other scenario also, like Michael also was more then, right? I mean, if it has to do Doron Shebelev, so also, you know, let us answer it, and he'll tell us. Listen, Rabbi Yisai, you know, I don't want to be mekayimit. You know, let him express that, and therefore, you know, the hakama won't be chal, and you know, he has the ability to do it. Right? So why can't he prevent it? Right? Why can't he prevent the hakama? Right? That's what Michael is saying. That, you know, you can always prevent the hakama, and this gemara, you know, in this situation over here. So that's why it would seem that that you know it's a time limit issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear the horror. Right, so you know, if we want to maintain that it's not a timely issue, so again we're going to have to somehow create that the conditions which cause the hakama are still here, even with whatever we want to do. Right, right.
So even if the Rabbanan answered you from doing it,
right,
it still becomes a hakama anyway.
Yeah.
Not based on an umdana.
Right. I mean, it'll you might have to say that this din hakama, see, I don't know how it's going to stick with that ran before,
yeah.
Right? But you know, if we want to explain it, I would go the next step to say that it's a din haTorah, that if you're shoysik and say if I am, nothing to do with you, not because you're causing anything to happen. The din hakama that the Torah tells us, say if I am, is that if you weren't mefer. Right, the Torah makes a hakama. Right, that's so. If that's just the condition, right, you're not making it. Right, it's just, you know, if as long as the hafara didn't happen, then it wouldn't make a difference why to make a hafara. Right, but just hafara didn't happen at the end of the yom, the Torah is mekayim it. Right, so then you know that could explain again why it would be hakama dika halacha, which the sukkah definitely does sound like that it's a hakama, unless things at this point you know change. Yeah, a couple of them, that would be a different, but like I'm asking, it doesn't stim with the Ran before. The Ran before, he needs that as the source, Hakama Belev, you know, so then it has to be working with his input, right? And I'm saying that it's not, right? So I agree with you on that. I'm saying something which really does not stim with the Ran. Right, but regardless, whatever we're going to say here, it's not stim with that Ran, right? Right? Because if we make a time limit, then we also lose that Ran. Right. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you. Right. It's a good point. Good point. After thinking that is good to see what we could do. How could we explain? You know that we are using his das. So that's what the Ran says. And nevertheless, you know the chacham are holding him back. Right. Yeah. You know the hakam will be chal. That's all. Right. So it's a good question. That doesn't seem to stim over here. Yeah. Alright, what does it say? I can't even see it. Yeah, like, oh, tackle late. Okay. Alright, we'll have to. This last piece of Gemara is an important, very important thing. And, you know, I think before we saw this clearly, maybe we sort of mixed together these two concepts. right? But let's just speak just for one moment, without going into the Shaktar of the Gemara, that there's a very important thing like this, that the next Gemara tells us that there are conditions that we need in order to have the Yom Shamay be here. That the Gemara tells us that everyone agrees that if a person was not aware that he has the ability to be Mefer at all, right? He doesn't know about the Mefer Nedarim, right? Doesn't know, right? So then even if he heard about her Neder, the Yom Shamay was not here yet. The Yom Shamay needs that he knows of the Neder and he knows of his ability to be able to be Mekayim, to be Mefer. If he doesn't know that he has the ability Bechlau to be Mefer, then the Yom Shamay is not here at all. And if it's not here, so then, you know, then shine, you know. Mm-hmm. Then until he gets that piece of information, right, then there's no Yom Shamay. When he gets that piece of information, then the Yom Shamay is chal, and then he'll have to be safe of that Yom. And the Gemara talks about, let's say he knows b'derech klal that a Baal could be Mefer, and right? A Baal could be Mefer. Or he's aware that there's certain nidorim that you can't, right? And he was under the assumption that this neder that his wife made was from those that he can't be made for.
Cannot.
Right? Cannot be made for. So what's halacha over here, right? Is that similar to that? You know, at the end of the day, you know, maybe right, that if the halacha is, right, the chacham shita is, that you need to have the knowledge that you could be made for, whether it has to do specifically with this neder or dharma in general, right? The Yom Shamay is not here. That's the Chacham Shita. The Meir holds he's Mechal. The Meir holds that in this case, that if he knows that he has the ability to be made for, but he just thinks that this specific neder he can't be made for, that situation will be that the Yom Shamay is here, right? Mm. Now, the only way he could possibly be made for with past the end of the day today, if you hold a Rav Chanina, then you know you have your. This is a similar to Amanas Lamekat kind of situation, right? And this is again like as we see. This is the concept over here, right? That he was shoysik for an ulterior reason. You know, he was shoysik because you know he didn't know that he could be made for such a nether. That's why he was shoysik. It's similar to Amanas Lamekat. That's one more brings a raya from this case that the Gemara says over here that only if you hold the Shem Shammai is not here, then you can make for this nether. But if you hold the Shem Shammai came, then you can't be made for it. Right? Even though that, you know, you have the time of it, I'm an Aslan Meka. You see, from over here, I'm an Aslan Meka, it doesn't help you. That's going to bring Mariah. Okay? This is an important thing. So every time we have to always decide, first of all, is the Yom Shammai here? If the Yom Shammai is not here, so then, you know, then depending on when it came, we'll know whether you can make for it or not. If the Yom Shamay came, now it's dependent on this halacha of Amanas Lamekat. Right? It's possible even though it came, but you know, if the fact that there was ulterior reasons why he was shoysing, that can make a difference, then that would be a basis of being made for further, which Masechta Sagamore is not like that. That halacha is more as Matcha Reb Chanina. Halacha is that shoysing Amanas Lamekat doesn't make a difference what your explanation is. Right, the halacha is that Sefer Yom comes, it's over.
Is it too long of a question to ask what the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanim?
That is something which I would have liked Taka to talk about.
Oh.
Right, but I think right, so to go into that right now, we'll talk about the whole thing. But it is a fundamental part, something to discuss.
Right, I'm seeing in the proof that the Gemara is bringing. Not like I was thinking the machlokas was, so it must just be that it wasn't.
Okay, fine. Say it's come to Shom.
Yeah. Next Shom Tuesday.
Tuesday morning. Okay.